The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shrewsbrews! Shrewsbrews! Party time! Excellent!
Excellent. All right. Party.
Do you know that if you put your cold beer in the snow in the front yard during a blizzard for a Friday morning, the beer stays cold?
I've heard that. I've heard that. No room in the fridge, right?
No. No. I mean, all of our beer is in our front yard right now. I'm just trying to keep it cold.
As it should. As it should. Party at Drew's house every single week. Drew weekends better than anyone I've ever met.
What time are you coming over?
I'm coming over.
Your day is done in like 2 minutes.
All right, I'll be over there in 3 minutes.
Okay. So coming back to the central theme about a lot of our breweries that we love started with a dream. What happens when there are three best friends, okay? That turns into a married couple and a best friend. And their journey goes from working together to imagining together to brewing together to designing together to opening their own place.
Wow.
Today we're talking about Phase 3 Brewing in Lake Zurich.
Oh, very nice.
So it's the story of Sean, Evan, and Brittany working together. Sean and Brittany get married. Sean and Evan become best friends. So they're kind of a trilogy, right?
Yeah.
Phase one is meeting when they're working together and imagining. Phase two, they all moved to another brewery and started to expand their ideas and thinking, well, you know, we're working for the man. Do you think we could do this for ourselves, Melissa? Phase three is them making that happening. That's the name.
I love the names.
I like the spins.
The names of all the breweries in Chicago are,
and
I just
so they,
love it.
When they finally got to phase three, they were renting two barrels in a production facility that they only had access to once every 3 weeks. And I mean, that's a real stretch for trying to brew your own beer.
Yeah.
That led to them buying the facility out, getting all the equipment. They now have 12 barrels and they make everything. I mean, they're huge. We're talking about the snowstorm today.
Yeah.
We're talking about that I had no water at my house this morning. If you missed that, there's a water main break on our cul-de-sac. Ugh. Okay. I don't know when they're going to fix it.
Woof.
So I
that
put on.
Stinks.
Maybe I'm not coming over this weekend.
There's no water.
I put on extra deodorant. Don't I smell nice?
The toilets aren't flushing.
Right. We weren't going to talk about that, Melissa. All right. That'll be after 9 o'clock. But no, so phase three, they feel the same way we do, right? It's the end of January. We haven't seen the sun. We're not really feeling that great. So this weekend is a blowout weekend.
Yeah. Okay?
They're going to tap three of their super limited barrel-aged stouts. These are the big boys that we love, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So and
what's
there's
the, do we know the ABV?
They did not list that on their Instagram, I think on purpose.
That's
to make
probably because it's high.
But listen to this flavoring that you can try this weekend. They're tapping the marshmallow and vanilla.
Ooh.
They're tapping the bourbon barrel-aged stout with coffee beans. They're tapping the coconut, maple, and cinnamon, but the granddaddy of them all, their favorite, it taps tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
What?
It is their, you ready for this? It's peanut butter and coconut.
Ooh.
Peanut butter. And coconut.
Look, I'll try anything once.
The burl.
Oh my gosh.
Bourbon barrel aged. That's a mouth.
Have a little piece of chocolate on the side, and it's a Mounds bar.
It is a Mounds bar.
Yeah. Enjoy.
There we go. So they're celebrating all week, and they got a food truck today, tomorrow, and Sunday. They're open at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They're open at 11 a.m. tomorrow and Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
A party weekend. And they're just off of Route 22, just east of Route 12 in Lake Zurich. Online and socials, Phase 3 Brewing in Lake Zurich. Drew's Brews, tell them we sent you. Yeah.
I know a lot of people talk about, you know, like having a cold beer during the summertime when it's super hot out.
No.
I kind of like the reverse of that. When it's super cold you go and you have a warm beer in a warm place inside.
And you have the really filling barrel-aged stout with a peanut butter.
Yeah, yes. Which is very winter.
Yes, so we'll be there this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Awesome.
I'll see you. All right.
We'll see you there.
That's well, right. Hey, thanks, Drew.
Thanks, Drew.
Hey, bye.
Shrewsbrews. Shrewsbrews.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.